5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. We're A-plus rated by the BBB, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. New customers grab your federal money and receive instant savings with no money out of pocket. Call now. 800-900-0781. That's 800-900-0781.
From the city that changes the world. This is world. This is KGO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. The next generation of KGO 810, a Cumulus station.
Good evening. I'm Nikki Medoro. Drex is up next, but first some headlines. Former GOP presidential hopeful John Kasich says he has no plans to run as a third-party candidate, putting an end to speculation he would re-enter the race. In his first interview since dropping out, Kasich told CNN's Anderson Cooper that he has no interest in running again for the presidency. And the next round of presidential primaries hits Kentucky and Oregon tomorrow. Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux takes a look at the Democratic side of the race.
This is a state with a larger African-American population, which is friendlier territory than in West Virginia. Also, a win here could help dampen some of Sanders' momentum.
And again, voters go to the polls tomorrow. Well, at this year's World Beer Awards, nearly 6,500 beers were judged in Pennsylvania. Among those, several East Bay breweries, including Berkeley's Sour Maker, The Rare Barrel, and San Leandro's 21st Amendment. Both walked away with prizes, as did a handful of other brewers from Northern California. And finally, going to church can not only help you stay grounded and give you spiritual guidance, a new study says it may also help you live longer. Researchers studying data on 75,000 nurses in the United States found women who went to church more than once a week had a 33% lower chance of dying compared with non-churchgoers. Women who regularly attended religious services also had higher rates of social support and optimism, had lower rates of depression, and were less likely to smoke. Traffic and weather next on KGO.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
The event you've been waiting for is on.
Washington Post released tapes of Donald Trump in the early 90s where he is pretending to be his own press agent. Somebody named John Barron, who obviously is Trump, who talks to reporters about how great Trump is, how rich Trump is, how great he's doing with women. Sounds like Trump has his vice president.
Maybe so. All right. Well, at least Kasich's not going to run against him. I have seen the future, people. I have been to Pennsylvania. I spent the last week with my family on vacation. Well, it's not vacation, really. I mean, it is vacation time, but spent it with my family. And I have seen the future, and the future is white. The future is white.
How white is it?
This man will be president.
Oh, no.
I'm convinced. There are three things wrong with the world. Should I say it? According to my dad, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and California. We've got the top three things wrong in the entire nation. There they are. President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and California.
He's got it all figured out.
And I have to tell you, if you're scared by this, don't be scared because, well, you should be very scared because it seems that that's the way the rest of the East Coast is thinking, too. I have to tell you, I don't know why California was sucked into this. Maybe because he perceives us as all being bat crap liberals.
Well, it's
out of our minds.
Left coast, right?
The left coast. But it's not necessarily always that way. And there's a lot of Trump supporters here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. Well, so the scandals just kept unrolling one after another, or at least the news bites and the news cycle. And I was with Dad, and we heard this when Donald Trump pretends to be his own spokesperson in the interview with People magazine.
What kind of comment is coming from either your agency or from Donald's side?
Well, it's just that he really decided that he wasn't, he didn't want to make the commitment. He didn't want to make a commitment. He really thought it was too soon. He's coming out of a marriage and he's starting to do tremendously well financially. As you saw, he got his life
survived
to nothing the other day, and totally unanimous. And he's really been working hard and doing well. And probably, as you know, there's a real estate depression in the United States, and he's probably doing as well as anybody there is, and frankly, he wants to keep it that way. And he just thought it was too soon to make any commitment to anybody.
And he thinks it's huge, of course. And then there's more. I mean, I haven't heard anybody playing the rest of it.
The
rest of the story.
You know, I heard a soundbite of this,
the story.
And I am I had no idea.
Right. Yeah, there's more.
I bring you the rest of the story. Here is John Miller trying to, Donald Trump, trying to explain that rumor about Donald Trump and Madonna.
You know, he's somebody that has a lot of options. And frankly, you know, he gets called by everybody. He gets called by everybody in the book in terms of women. And,
like who?
Well, he gets called by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, they call. They just call. Actresses, people that you write about just call to see if they can go out with them and things. So,
you can't say, like, did Madonna ever really call?
That was it. That, he was so set up with that. You know, Madonna called, so he went over and said hello to Madonna. And he gave his autograph to the dancer. She said, these are fans and all this. Will you give the autograph? So he said, best wishes or something. He said, and then all of a sudden, and that was the end. And then he said goodbye to her. And that was literally the end. He's got zero interest in Madonna. And it was literally the end. And the next day in the newspapers, they had a story that he wanted to go out with her and everything else. Besides that, she was sitting there with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think his name was Ward or something.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there right with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be appropriate. Then the next day, there was a story that Trump went to Rex and Madonna was supposedly at Rex. And that was another total nonsense. So, somehow there was a thing. And then she called recently about this fight and wanted to go out. And, he, you know, she's got this PR machine that I guess you people play too very well, but it's it really was nonsense.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that only part A was released. I had to do a lot of digging. I found the rest of the story.
Apparently, Madonna had the hots for him. My gosh.
Here is the Donald denying that that was him. I don't know how.
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. It doesn't sound like me.
Well, they do a tremendous job.
A huge job.
A tremendous, huge job. All right. So then there is today Reince Priebus, the Republican National Committee leader. Actually, this is from yesterday, from Fox News Sunday, talking about whether these things matter or not with Trump.
I think in the end, people are going to choose the person that's going to cause an earthquake in Washington and get something done over Hillary Clinton.
And that's it. So I bring you to what I started with, which was my vacation in Pennsylvania. I've seen the future, and it is white. And it's a white man. It's an orange man, actually. It's that orange man, Donald Trump. I'm telling you, that's middle America.
There you go.
Small town America. The middle class, even my high school friends, some of my very best friends, they are so over Washington. What Reince Priebus just said is true. It is true. That is not machine. What Reince said, the RNC leader, is right on. They don't care about any of this stuff. What they care about is bringing an earthquake to Washington. And Hillary is not that. Oh, my God, I have to tell you, this is, and I forgot to get the picture, and I'm really pissed at myself for not getting it. But in this small town, East Prospect is the name of the small town.
It's so small.
It's a village.
But there's still an East.
No, there's still a volunteer fire company. And,
oh,
yeah. No, there is not a, that's a good point. You know, I never
thought. Is there a West Prospect?
No, there's no Prospect. There's no prospecting for Democrats. So it's just East Prospect. You're right. I've never thought about where's Prospect and where's West Prospect. Doesn't exist. All right, so East Prospect, where I used to, as a child, be forced to sit in the barber's chair in this independent standing building in the middle of nowhere. It used to be in a field. Now there are a couple houses around it. It's now turned into a gun shop, surprise. And on the entire size, and I would say it's the size of a Dairy Queen, maybe, but on the entire facade of this gun shop was this huge banner canvas that they paid for in red and white letters and says, Hillary is a crook. And I thought, yeah, this is what's going on. This is what's feeding that machine.
Well, where does it come from? It doesn't.
It comes from the very, very, very angry middle class. It's disappearing, and they're afraid.
Yeah,
they're scared.
A lot of good reason to be afraid.
They've had enough of Washington D.C. and the oversight and overrulings.
Yep.
I'm not sure how much backlash there was to the Supreme Court decision, but they're very concerned about who will be appointed into the next Supreme Court.
Oh,
as,
sure.
Yeah, all the candidates and who's being thought about. Because let's face it, the next administration may pick a couple, a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a very big concern to them.
It's going to be a time to watch.
It is. 808-0810. Do you agree or disagree with what's going on there? And I thought it's very interesting to bring this up in San Francisco because my takeaway from my vacation in Pennsylvania is that man's going to be the president. And I know that scares a lot of people probably listening to KGO, but that may be your reality. And maybe you want it for the very same reasons that, I don't know, my friends and family seem to want it in Pennsylvania. They don't, look, they don't care what this man did. Let's talk about the New York Times piece.
Oh, yeah.
This piece of juiciness.
Do. Okay, so there were about 9 or 10 interactions with women throughout Trump's career, or whatever you call it, interactings with people, that he just, where he crosses the line as to what is ethically an appropriate on a lot of levels. So we'll just go down the names. Louise Sunshine. I didn't make this up. I don't think she's a porn actress. Louise Sunshine is one of them. He criticized her because she had lost, she had gained weight. And so she would say, he said something like, well, you like your candy, don't you? And, you know, some people would take offense to that. Some people would think, well, that's just kind of immature. But you like your candy. And it was just him reminding her that she was overweight. And that's kind of, you know, it's a little bit rude. It's not appropriate. It's none of his business. But to the point where he would have certain women go in to take lunch orders in big meetings so that only the most beautiful women would be associated with him.
Sure.
Working with him. I get that. You want to make sure. But still, we're looking at, you can't actually admit that and say that. You're going to get a lawsuit.
Well, I think that we all know that he's a womanizer.
Well, yeah.
And then today, the woman in the New York Times article was on Fox News saying she was misquoted all over the place. But you're telling me that was only one woman
out of 10. Okay. Ms. Brewer Lane, I had to look over the article several times to find her. I think she wants to keep her name relevant. But also, she basically was asked by him to rate what he thought of his ex-wife and Marla Maples on a scale of 1 to 10. And she said, well, I'm not going to judge you, your wife. And so that's nothing harmful, that she's up in arms saying I was misquoted. And I don't know what she was misquoted about. They said he did ask me on a scale of 1 to 10 what I thought of Marla. I thought that was very boyish of him. He asked me the same thing about Ivana. I said, obviously, she is your wife, a beautiful woman. What could you say but a 10? I'm not going to judge your wife. And then Trump says, well, I didn't know Miss Lane very well. And I never would have asked anybody about how they rate other women. So I don't know what her stink is. I think she just wants her name out there.
I think so, too. And that was, I think, probably to void out that whole piece today, watching Fox News taking one out of the 10 to spin it, because I didn't even know about the other nine until I came in here and talked to you.
And here's the one that really stuck with me.
Well, let's take a break and we'll come back to
it.
808-0810. Donald Trump is going to be the next president. What you think? My gut feeling is telling me that he is. And I'll explain why and more coming up. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
There is actually now a dating service called Maple Match to help Americans who will be fleeing to Canada to find a partner. I was looking on it the other day. I saw one that said, Hispanic man loves long walks on the beach, preferably not at gunpoint in the direction of Mexico.
Karen Reed, our engineer, just brought up a great point because it was talking about how scary it might be for a lot of us to sit in Pennsylvania like I did for a week and hear and understand why the rest of the United States, a lot of it, they're really going to vote for Trump. And I really feel after spending a week there, he's going to be the president. I'm telling you, from the tippy top to the
you heard
bottom
it here.
Bottom. Yeah, he's going to be the president. That's how pissed off. And Karen said, well, we live in our own little world, and I'm so happy that we do. That's so well put.
I cannot.
Yes, here in California, because according to Dad, the problem is, one, Obama. Two's, well, Hillary. I think they're vacillating back and forth now, but be careful with that, with the Clintons. And then number three, California. And Karen, you just nailed it. We live in our own little world, and we like it.
Yeah.
We like that part about California. Yeah. It was scary playing for the other team over there, I have to tell you. So, and then the other thing is, and here's what really disturbs me about I should, and my father expected me. Now, obviously, he's an ultra-conservative, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody gets to decide, okay? But then assuming that I am the left is what I think really took my a blow, you know, if I was getting even, if I was take a blow back at my father verbally, is I'm not jumping up and down on the Hillary bandwagon. I think he was surprised to hear that. Oh, you're for that socialist Bernie Sanders. Well, I might vote for him, but that's never going to work. I'm one of these kind of hashtag 2016, they all suck.
You know, he's coming through Vallejo on Wednesday.
I know. I just got my ballot in the mail. Okay, so this is the way I think that this may play out with some people. I don't know about you. 808-0810, outside the Bay 415, 808-0810. But so I'm going, obviously, I registered in the Democratic Party, all right? So I'm going to pick either Bernie or, but I'm not, in the primary, I'm not picking Hillary. So I'm going to vote for Bernie. I just am, all right? So then what happens in the general? And by the way, my other half is Republican, and of course you should go vote, and she will vote whether she decides to or not. But as far as president's concerned, there's one choice. Him. So whether she checks that box or not, I don't know. I mean, it's a primary, okay? But there are other things on the ballot. So I think there's an obligation, but everybody can do what they want. However, as this plays itself out, I just feel that there's probably a lot of people like me that don't feel as there's no good choice here. I want to say this. I really get why they're pissed off, the rest of them. And I have to tell you something. It's not like a 5. It's like a 10. And
it's not like they're just leaning a little bit.
No. It's a 10. It's what Priebus said. Can we play that cut again about going back? That's that him being his own press agent or whatever. That's just funny.
Yeah,
that's not egregious. It's just funny.
Why wouldn't he own it, though? I mean, he's a go-getter.
I know,
he thinks
it's scary.
Outside the
why,
box.
Why will he not release his taxes? Well, Mitt Romney says there's a bombshell in there. Oh, by the way, they all hate Mitt Romney, too, because he's a traitor.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
They eat their own, don't they?
Yes. He's been eaten. Consider himself coming out the other end. Consider Mitt Romney coming out the other end shortly. Here's Priebus.
I think in the end, people are going to choose the person that's going to cause an earthquake in Washington and get something done over Hillary Clinton.
That's it. That's all they care about. And maybe that's all we should be focused on. And I don't know if that's going to be Hillary. You know, then you hear really scary things. I'm out of here. This country's going to divide. I read a story over the weekend. Texas is not ruling out secession, but
good luck with that again.
Here we go again with that, right?
Although maybe time. You know what would really shock me is if people decide that they're going to leave the United States for Texas. That would surprise me. I get the thing about going to Canada, but no, I'm going to go leave to be a Texan. I don't hear that.
Well, we all know that, and we've discussed this several times. You just can't pick up and move to Canada unless you marry into it.
What's her name? Yuki, of course. What's her name? That actress who.
Susan Sarandon?
No, the young gal who wrote Girls.
Let's talk about how actors and actresses don't help. Yeah. So we had Sean Penn doesn't help the cause, George Clooney doesn't help the cause, and Brad Pitt does not help the cause for the Democratic Party. Them running their mouths, telling the rest of America, especially middle America, how they should play is the wrong thing to do. It just doesn't play well with middle America. And I have to tell you, when you're sitting in middle America, amongst all the Trump, well, I'm not going to, okay, the Trumpkins.
The good people of middle America.
Yes! This is my
family. Hard-working.
It's cringeworthy when you hear some of the things coming out of Hollywood. When you're sitting amongst your own family and you're thinking,
you know, again, that's another bubble, Hollywood bubble. And
right, it really is.
Because they do have the television cameras on them, and they have the the platform.
They have the money.
They assume they speak for so many people, and
you
they don't.
You don't.
Not even the ones that I'm like, yeah, I like what you're, but no, you're making us sound stupid.
Right. Shh. Clooney having that, and by the way, I think it was also Hillary's fault. That whole story about the dinner in San Francisco where it's $350,000 a plate to cozy up here in San Francisco, bad idea.
Yeah.
I know it was fundraising, but it was a bad idea because it's a bad look.
It's a bad look. We've got homeless people on the streets.
Yes.
If we haven't already power washed them into the ocean. Cleaning up the streets.
I know, you're so right on with that.
So anyway.
And people are fed up with all of this.
They should be.
Yes.
But that the solution is Trump is frightening to me.
I know.
Aw. What are we going to do, people?
Well, we live in our own little world, and we can be thankful that we do.
Yay!
That's the quote of the night. Karen Reed, you nailed it. We live in our own little world, and thank God we do. All right, we'll leave it at that. Okay, the TSA, I lived through it. Oh, man.
Did you get frisked?
We'll discuss coming up. I want to be frisked. Can we do makeup frisk?
Don't look at me.
Somebody, anywhere? All right, that's all on the way on the Drex Radio Show, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, so don't go away. My buddy Joe,
Valerie. I've been called much worse.
And Mr. Tobin will be joining us.
Joe Tobin will
yes.
be here.
And along with our career coach, Marty Nemko, coming up at the top of the hour. On the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Oh, The Simpsons last night. This was
Hello.
Fun. Hello.
I've gathered you here because I have an important announcement. This is the last episode of The Simpsons. It's been a great run. Just kidding! The Simpsons will never end. Now I've told you two lies. And to prove that we're live, on Saturday Night Live, last night, Drake was terrible.
Drake really was really bad. Sorry, Drake. Love you when you sing. Not so much when you're the host of SNL. Oh, my God. It was bad.
I missed it.
Oh, it was really bad.
I'm okay. glad I missed
it, maybe. I don't necessarily blame it on him either. I mean, he's just the guest.
Mm-hmm.
But the opening bit was really funny with Donald Trump and Chris Christie, the guys who play them, and you know, trying to pick Trump, trying to decide who's going to be his vice president.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
Sucking up to Chris Christie. That was funny. And a weekend update, we'll give that some love.
According to a new poll, 54% of Americans prefer lice to Donald Trump. Which is weird because lice already dropped out.
But this week, Donald Trump was officially endorsed by Newt Gingrich and Dan Quayle. You know, the best guys and the smartest guys.
Hillary Clinton said that a number of Republicans who don't support Donald Trump have been reaching out to her. She didn't say which Republicans, but I bet I can name at least one off the top of my jeb.
How?
UFO enthusiasts have declared that Hillary Clinton is the first ET candidate after she pledged to release government files on UFOs and Area 51. Unfortunately, the aliens keep all their files on a private email server.
A sculpture of a kneeling Adolf Hitler was sold at auction for more than $17 million. The statue depicts Hitler on his knees begging people to stop comparing him to Donald Trump. Fortunately, it was sold to a Jewish man who is about to have the greatest Snapchat of all time.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced a plan to help reduce the deer population on Staten Island by giving the male deers vasectomies, since deer abortion is still illegal due to the landmark case of Doe v. Wade.
And that was funny. All right, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Thank you very much. And let's talk about the TSA because I had to deal with it. Actually, I did okay because I took a red eye to the East Coast. Now, I did not fly on United Airlines. I ended up being pushed over to American. So half my trip, I was not on United. But anyway, I didn't have any TSA problems. So rather than do the red eye to Chicago, I did the red eye to Philadelphia. It actually worked out better. But then the connection to where I was going next in the middle of Pennsylvania, in the middle of nowhere, was canceled. But that's neither here nor there. I want to talk about the TSA because I think one of the very interesting things that I discovered when I was, you know, I had the app on my iPhone was that I was TSA approved. Now, I have to think about this. Did I ever apply to be TSA approved? I suppose that I did. I was flying around for a lot years ago. I was flying all over the place. So maybe at some point I was laid over somewhere and I filled something out, but I don't recall that. And you would think that you might remember something like that, and I don't. But nonetheless, you've heard the stories about the longer lines for airport security checkpoints, and they were clogged over the weekend. And first it started at Chicago Midway, and then O'Hare yesterday, they were having two-hour lines. And they it got so insane that it got to the point last night where they had to put out cots as if it were a blizzard because people were stuck in the terminals because they all missed their planes. Now, I think this is outrageous.
Yes.
It's outrageous. The TSA, I have to say, not the ladies and gentlemen who work for the TSA, the government, you, Jay Johnson, HSS, Homeland Security, who are trying to blame the longer lines at security checkpoints on us. You've got to be kidding, dude. Really?
What is he saying? That people are bringing too many items?
Yes, that's exactly right. There are several factors that have caused checkpoint lines to take longer to screen, including people traveling with carry-on bags, in many cases bringing more than the airline industry standard of one carry-on bag, blah, 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 one personal item per child. You know, passenger preparedness can have a significant impact on wait times at security checkpoints nationwide. Blah, 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 blah. Dude, you should probably resign over this unless this is resolved quickly. You can't tell me that you didn't see this coming. When somebody has to wait in line at the TSA for two and a half hours, only to miss their flight and to be stuck in that damn airport, and I'd just pick any one USA, it's an abomination. And not Obama nation. But no. No.
Oddly,
it's,
do you feel... Not, it,
yeah, go ahead.
You probably don't feel any more secure, Homeland Security.
I know they have to do their jobs, but here's my thing with Jay Johnson. Don't come out here and spin that BS today, dude. I mean, seriously, come on. You did not see this coming. You didn't know that because of lower fuel costs and people having the ways and means to do more with their disposable income because of the lower fuel costs across America, that people weren't going to perhaps fly more this summer. You didn't see that coming? Jeez, I don't have anything to do with this. And if you would have asked me in January, do you think it'll be a busy summer in the skies? I'd have said, not my fault, not my problem. No, I'd have known that. And I think you would have too. 808-0810-808-8810. Comments, extremely long lines, an extreme backlash, hashtag I hate the wait. No kidding. This just isn't right. We have, you know, there's a simple thing. You know, I saw this video online, and it was from a country in the EU. Just a simple thing like the bin that goes through the machine, they actually have them locked down. They're locked down, and they go, imagine this, they go in a circle. So there's no reason for the guy on the other side to pick them up and carry them over. Do you think here in this country where we... Come on,
is this job creation? That's the saddest.
It's an automated carousel. Imagine that. And it goes through the X-ray machine, but nobody picks anything up. You just put it in there and it goes around in a simple... You think... Well, they're going to experiment this week with this in Atlanta.
It's going to be a study.
Oh, come on.
There's going to be a study. That's great.
I saw this and I'm like, no crap. A simple thing like that. Just as simple. And you're telling us it's our fault in your press conference? This is the mismanagement of the TSA. And letting these people go, yeah, they were screaming budget problems. No, that's incorrect. Even if you do have a budget problem, you fix it. Everybody in Congress, I think this would be someplace where you could actually get bipartisan support because everybody has to fly. Everybody's constituents have to fly. Or they want to fly. But it gets to the point where you say to yourself, just like when I got to Philadelphia and the next flight was canceled, I thought, you know what? Well, I have a sister in Philadelphia, so she came down and picked me up and drove me to where I was going.
You're very lucky.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I was going to hoof it on a Hertz. It would have hurt, but I was going to do it anyway.
You were going to just drive?
Yes.
From?
Well, from to the middle of Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. So that was your little,
like 2 hour drive.
Hop. Okay.
Right. It was my hop. But then, and I was thinking, originally was going to come back Sunday, and I would have gone through Chicago, but I'd have been okay because I check in at a small airport.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel for the people who are stuck. Now, I don't know if this is going on at San Jose or Oakland. It didn't seem to be going on at SFO, but I was at SFO at midnight. Still, they were busy. SFO, of course, it's an international airport. It's massive, obviously. You don't need me to tell you that. But it was still busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was not walking. Then I had to go from Terminal 1 to Terminal 3 because I switched airlines. United bumped me to American. And so I was 1 to 3. And then the crazy thing was when I got up to the American counter after going through TSA twice and two terminals from 1 to 3, and me carrying my bag. Yeah, my 50-pound bag. That's right. I am one of these people, Jay Johnson. By the way, it fits in the bin. And it's not a roller bag. I'm trying to get myself off the hook here.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second, though. Who is this man of steel all of a sudden?
Right.
You shouldn't be lifting loads like that.
No, I know. No. Right. So, but when I got up to the counter, the American Airlines agent looked at me. I was sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Looked at this guy and said, she said, are you okay? Then she gave me the kind of rolling eye thing. I said, I'm fine. I came from United in Terminal 1. I'm here to get on this 12:40 flight. She kind of stared at me, and I was thinking, well, she could say this looks a little strange. He's perspiring too much.
Oh, that's right. You could have been profiled.
Right, yes.
Clearly, you're nervous, you're clammy, you're sweating. It couldn't be because of the ordeal you just went through, of walking through two terminals, and you had to go through the TSA twice?
Twice.
Yeah. One for each terminal?
One for each terminal.
Oh, my. Yeah, I had no idea.
But I didn't have to deal with the lines that people were experiencing at some of the major airports, Seattle and out here. And I hear, I haven't heard anything about any of the airports in the Bay Area. Maybe you have, 808-0810, if you've experienced it. But it's happening across the country, and I don't think there's any excuse for it. Today, Delta and American actually said something to the TSA to the point where we will let you use our employees to help people get through. Because when you have thousands of flights and passengers bumped from these airlines, and I think America and Delta were holding planes in Chicago as long as they could, but of course that cascades and ripples through the entire country and causes a gigantic
People that are not able to make their flights. Then there's cancellations.
Right,
there's
screws up the whole
fees.
Country. Yeah, it really is. It's a hot mess. And then there are people, I don't know how you are, but as a traveler, if it wouldn't have been my mother's birthday, I mean, I'm going on vacation to go see my family, right? So, but if it wouldn't have been my mother's birthday and Mother's Day all at once, I'd have bailed just based on the simple problem that I had. I don't have a lot of tolerance for airports.
You don't do
I'm
well.
The guy who bails all the time. If I had walked in there to see and I'd had the 2-hour line, I'd turn around and walk.
Really?
In. For sure.
Really?
Yes.
So you can't just like zone out on your phone and
I actually had the message into our program director, can I please come in and work this week?
No.
The next week off. Just when the agent said, "Okay, I found you a seat on American." I was just ready to hit send when she said, I found you a flight on American. Yeah.
Wow.
So all those warnings, peeps, are valid. So you've been warned. And I just think it's ridiculous that you have to be warned. Make sure you're prepared when you get in line. So I guess you're supposed to look over your TSA rules. Don't bring too much stuff. Since I'm TSA approved, I don't have to take off my belt, my shoes.
Your TSA approved?
Or my hoodie.
What does this mean?
That means I'm pre-approved.
You're pre-approved?
Yeah, I've been background checked.
Okay, so they only have to do a background check once and then you're good?
I suppose. I don't know how often they do it. That's the government's business. Aww. I don't know. The business of the government.
So you're the privileged. You're the elite.
No, I'm not. And I don't know. Like I said, I started this conversation. I don't know. No, it's not. Anybody can do it.
No, but I mean...
You just have to give them your information. I did somewhere through the last several years
when
I was stuck at the airport one day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
so you kind of have like the fast pass.
It is, but I don't know if that works when there's a 2.5-hour line. I don't think so because you've got to think a lot of those people in that line are TSA approved.
Right.
Yeah. All right, now you know. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show. Let's talk about the sex pot news and the weather reporter. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's our man, Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Party last night. Lovely. B. Wolf lives in Close that in Los Angeles. Liberty Chan looked like she stayed out late at a party and came to work in the same dress. Not appropriate for the Morning Weather Report. The show's producer should not have allowed her to do it in a cocktail dress. Whoa. Handing her the sweater during her report was also in very poor taste. Should have given it to her afterwards. All in all, poorly done all around.
Wow. People are mad.
I mean, okay, it's a dress,
anything other than a dress?
No, can we talk about, like, my weather performance?
Nope,
my, standing in front of a green screen?
Greg Petty in Redlands says, dear management, no doubt about it, Liberty Chan's New Year's Eve cocktail dress is inappropriate. That would have been true even if it was a 10 p.m. broadcast. Overall, I like Liberty, but this was a display of very poor judgment from Greg Petty.
Wow. Okay, everyone, I had this dress on, okay? It did not work. This was very demure. Okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this dress on. Here, wait. We had this dress on, and it just didn't work. So I had a backup, and that's it, people. I don't know why everyone's hating.
People are so mad.
I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's a black dress. I'm sorry if I was inappropriate.
So will you wear that dress again?
No, it was a loner anyways.
I love it. All right, that's what I call sexpot news. And why not? Sex sells if it brings the numbers. I have to tell you, though, she works for the very conservative Tribune Broadcasting Company. So I'm sure that's why somebody brought her that sweater while she was in the middle of her live report.
Even into tomorrow. What's going on?
That's humiliating.
You want me to put this on? Why? Because it's cold?
I'm getting a lot of emails.
What?
There you go.
Really?
There you go.
Okay.
That's nice.
I look like a librarian now. I need.
That works.
Now she looks even hotter. Yes, she does.
Stick a pen in your hair.
Yes, she do. Yes, stir that pot. That beehive.
Oh,
you beehive.
You know, I'm looking at the dress. It's a very tasteful evening dress. If I was going out to the opera or dinner or something, I can understand if it's a early morning, like,
it is.
Weather
That's
thing.
What it was. It's
inappropriate for that.
It is.
But it's overly dressed.
It's Los Angeles.
Oh, well, then it's perfect. I mean, she's wearing, if it's Los Angeles that she's wearing anything more than two handkerchiefs and a cork, she's overdressed, you know. But, it's a lovely dress. I can understand how, let's see, her shoulders are showing, but this is not in Salt Lake City. It's not a Mormon, base that they're viewing to. She's very attractive in it. It's not no cleavage.
No, there's none.
It's very tasteful.
Right.
I just think that it's a bit much for the morning.
No, I think the only reason you're probably saying that, I won't put words in your mouth, Valerie, but it's sparkly.
It is sparkly.
It is sparkly. And it does look like an evening gown, but it's, as you just said, there's no cleavage. There's no cleavage. There's not a cleavage shot.
The funny thing is that once she has that cardigan over it, it kind of brings it into the realm of matronly. It's like casual over your nightgown, your evening dress, I should say. She could have done that, and then she would have had people calling in to say, where does she shop? It looks like she got her clothes at a garage sale. She looks like a bag lady. You can't win.
No, you can't.
That's why I do radio.
And amen to that.
Hey, are you saying I'm ugly?
No, I'm just saying we don't have to put up with this.
These
are the standards, the games that television reporters have to play and television anchors. And she just said it was a loner, which means in my mind it was probably approved. And by the way, before you go on the air, you're always in the studio or the station for hours beforehand. Why didn't someone say something to her before she went on the air? That's too much. There is a news director, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a news director or a program director that will correct you if you're wrong or as they see it. Okay. And by the way, I was talking about this earlier with Chip Franklin, and I used to kid all the time when I was on the air in Chicago. Channel 7 far and away won the ratings. It's not like here where they're all pretty good. I mean, they're all good, and they all do well in certain aspects. Channel 7 far and away was number one. And that's what everybody watched. And they would say, I used to kid about it all the time. There would be leopard prints on these middle-aged women, you know, Breasts ahoy.
Breasts ahoy. Looks like they have goiter.
Know, and by the way, if you think about Fox News, and I was telling Chip this, Kimberly Guilfoyle from right here in San Francisco, the ex of Governor Newsom, she sits on the five on Fox and sits there and does that with her leg back and forth. That's all sex pot news.
I oftentimes will tune in just to see what the headlines are and what's trending in, during the day, and I end up studying their makeup. It is so well done. But it is like a, it is
so you look,
a tutorial.
So it's not sexism. I don't think that it is.
I don't think it's, well, it is an overt attempt to keep the viewers well amused and well entertained. They have, people on Fox News have their aesthetic down. For sure.
Oh, well, you and I have talked about this before.
For sure.
There's a reason why Fox News is number one. It's not that all of us want to chug down the Kool-Aid daily that they dole out. It's just that the other guys suck so bad.
You know, and then they try and up their game with, what, the 3D holodeck on CNN or whatever it is. It's embarrassing. And there's Wolf Blitzer trying to, interact with a green screen. It's just terrible.
Well, Wolf's
and he's
okay.
He's fine, but it's when they try and... When they bring in a team to, like, we're going to punch this up and make it new and 3D, and, you know, that'll get the kids. And you just know it's such a reach.
Fox News has the production values down. They do. The sets are incredible. The graphics are amazing. Their talent is good. And they do sex pot them up.
And where does Shep Smith get his blue eyes? He looks like an anime character.
Shepard Smith is a great newscaster.
He is.
He's fantastic. He's fabulous. Neil Cavuto, I like him. I don't always like what comes out of these guys' mouths, but I have to say there's a reason why they win. They do it, and they do it well. So I think this girl, what is her name? Liberty Chan, I think you're fine, and you should wear it again tomorrow morning. Look at all the press it got you today.
For whether she wants it or not, I don't know. But
forget about the weather. It's whether or not she wants to wear that dress. We want you to. Go ahead. Sex pot it up. Sex pot news is good.
Yeah, well, as long as the quality that comes out.
But I think it's interesting is that you commented that other women, you know, and some people would say, how dare you, Valerie, mention that as a female, that other females are watching and they shouldn't be commenting because men shouldn't be.
My mom and I comment all the time.
Of course. Of course you do.
My mom is, she get that?
Right.
It looks
what
like
does she have on? Yes.
She ran through a flea market. Please, can we see a little less bus line? And just, like, it's really just part of our pastime.
I don't know why it's a go-to, but it just is, and I don't think we're ever going to change this.
I'm not proud of it, but it does happen. And also, I appreciate when I'm like, oh, she tight-lined her eyes. I'm studying this. This is a new look. Oh, brow bones are back. You know, it's like a makeup tutorial. And if I work with drag queens a lot, so I notice makeup. I want to know what's going on. I'm like, ooh, that's an ombre brow. Okay, I'm studying this.
But I don't
know what's happening in the Middle East, but I know what's going on in the face.
Honestly, even with Hillary, we talk about what she's wearing. What is that Asian thing she's
doing?
I don't know,
but we're not noticing her cankles, are we?
No, we're not. That's because the cameras are not on her cankles.
That's right,
because
she's wearing an Asian neckline or something.
All right, I've got to wrap it up. Marty, our career guy is coming up next. Marty Nemko, and you're listening.